USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. This, as we learn, the Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation. The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure. New York Congressman Mike Lawler says he's confident there will be a bill to help Ukraine coming out of the U.S. House soon. He told CNN's State of the Union Sunday he believes Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson understands the gravity of the situation.
I am confident that he is going to bring a bill to the floor. And that we will have a vote.
Conservatives in the House have said they want President Biden to reinstitute Trump-era border policy first. Interest rates not going to fall anytime soon, according to the chair of the Federal Reserve, USA's John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections.
President Biden visits Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the deadly bridge collapsed there. Biden pledging full federal support following the disaster last week. This is USA News.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Two people have been charged in connection with a fire that resulted in the death of a fire chief in North Carolina. Captain Ronnie Metcalf of the Lexington Fire Department passed away on Friday after sustaining burns covering 60% of his body a few days prior. The incident unfolded when firefighters responded to a house fire shortly after midnight on Tuesday. Seven juveniles are recovering from injuries sustained in a weekend shooting at an Indiana shopping mall. It happened Saturday night at a mall in Indianapolis where six of the seven victims were reported to be hospitalized in stable condition. The Trump campaign, looking to take in big money from Republican donors in Florida in the coming week, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the park. Party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband have separated. The 32-year-old woman convicted of orchestrating her mother's murder a decade ago. Blanchard deleted all of her public social media accounts earlier this month, but she used her private Facebook page to announce her split from her husband. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.